This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 in Cypress, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. It is a Thirsty Thursday, and congratulations to a couple. Our latest winner, they took home the lawn chairs, the Bud Light lawn chairs. They took them home courtesy of Bud Light. We appreciate it. And still in the running. Still in the running. We still coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. You make sure you get your way here. In the 5 o'clock hour, you still have an opportunity. Two different opportunities to win a four-pack of tickets. That's right. We got eight total tickets we're hooking folks up with and two winners. We will do that in the 5 o'clock hour. Two different opportunities to win a four-pack of tickets. If you have not put your name or your ticket, come on up and grab a ticket in our raffle box. You may want to do so. Shay is holding it up right here, and you can get yourself a chance to win. If you're not doing it, go ahead and get you some wings. Get you a beer. Get you a drink. And enjoy yourself. The staff is here taking care of everybody, as they always do here at Buffalo Wild Wings. A little update here. On the text line, we women wear white panties and they stay clean. Good for them.
That's right.
Yeah, girl.
I just wondered if there was some avoiding them.
I'm just going to tell you.
Text Megan. I mean, see if Megan's avoiding them.
I would rather be confident enough to wear white and just slip up every now and then than just throw the cards in and go, you know what, to hell with it, man. I don't trust myself. I'm just going to wear blacks.
That sounds like a terrible idea. I'd rather just wear white.
I mean,
at least
wearing white underwear makes you as a man think about being a little bit cleaner.
Well, I don't.
I just have good hygiene every day.
I don't think wearing gray draws makes me throw the cleanliness out of the.
Out of the window.
You don't get to backtrack now.
You are on record of
being a
nasty human being that does not wear white underwear because you don't trust yourself.
It's a part of it. Sometimes you have a bad day, right? You have a bad day. And why?
I want to keep it funky.
But just because sometimes I am man enough to acknowledge that I have a bad day does not mean that I throw my hygiene out of the window.
That guy right there,
you see him? He raised his hand. You have a bad day every once in a while, don't you?
When you wear
dark drawers.
We all have a bad day every now and then. But, I mean, it sounds like you have one about 3-4 times a week.
That's not true. See, I tried to be vulnerable and express to you exactly what I'm going through, and now you're taking it up a notch. I don't have a bad day every multiple times a week.
I looked in that drawer, Ron, and I had all black underwear, and I thought, but mine was just because they come in packages.
But I'd
had to buy a variety pack, and I'm not a big variety guy. I like to just buy it, so I would buy the three pack of black because that was the only color that they all came in. I never even thought about you nasty sumbucks that it's built for. Y'all have changed the underwear industry.
Well, I've just said, let me not go with those. come over here. Light that light blue's dicey. Yeah, that
you got some baby blue draws, but you ain't got no white. That sounds. I ain't trying to say nothing, but that sounds a little.
I didn't say I got any baby blues. I just said those baby blues could be like, dicey for those too.
Sound like you saw them in your top drawer this morning.
I don't own those either. I don't move over to the.
Hey man, you got to get your old lady a pair of them silky white ones, man.
You can hold them, Carol. Carolina blue draws. I pass on them too. All right,
nice silky white thong. You kidding me?
Some news here.
What, we better move on. We got kids in the audience.
Some news out here, Clint. And this, according to Jonathan Alexander, coming up at 5 o'clock fire, we'll have the full injury report from both teams coming up then. But Jonathan Alexander, who writes for the Chronicle, said Nico Collins. As he spoke in the locker room for the first time after his concussion, he said that he is back now and ready to play this week. So Nico Collins is a go. Yeah, young clap up for that. Nico Collins is a go. I think they're confident as well that Christian Kirk and please, guys, don't just quit on Christian Kirk. I think a lot of y'all, man, some of the messages coming in about Christian Kirk, y'all, calm down just a bit, guys. Let him slide over that hamstring injury, man. Let him get to week 10.
Well, I mean, now we're at week 10. It's going to turn into week 15.
No, I ain't going to say that now. I mean, just give him a chance here. He's only played a couple of games, but he is back in the fold as well, so he should be back. By the way, Clint Tyler, I'm wondering, are you all, because I know you look at the lines, Tyler, we're looking at the Texans who, you know, are under 500 right now and they played a 49ers team with an impressive win, but the week before that, they really struggled on national TV on Monday Night Football versus Seattle. And then we have the Broncos, and the Broncos, they've won on the road against Philadelphia, the defending champs, right? They've won these last two games as well, and then they blew out the Cowboys on national TV. Are you at all surprised the Texans are a point and a half favorite in this game?
Yes, I am.
Tyler, are you surprised? You surprised the Texans are favored in this game? Obviously, a point and a half. They think Denver's a better team. But, like, for instance, tonight, I don't want to compare them to these two, but the Ravens are 2-5. They're a 7.5-point favorite
against the Dolphins
surprised. On the road.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
Yeah. What's the rule, though? The home squad usually gets
three?
At least about three. But even factoring that in, it's like, yeah, it was shocking when I saw that line come out.
Yeah, I mean, they just did a number on the Cowboys last week. I mean, yeah. I think that's the biggest thing coming out of that game with Denver and Dallas was we knew Denver was going to score a lot of points because Dallas's defense ain't worth a damn. But the way that they were able to cause problems for Dallas's offense and really slow them down, that was impressive. So, yeah, I thought they'd be a slight favorite here.
Yeah, they've got, like I said, they've got the win on the road against the Eagles.
Yeah,
right, and they've played the Colts. I mean, I know the Rams beat them, but they played the Colts as well as anybody who's played the Colts. You have the best record in football. And really, they're probably telling themselves, we lost that game because of a leverage call on a 60-yard field goal that was missed that moved it up 15 yards that allowed them to make a game winner, and they lost by a point to what have the best record in football. I'm a little surprised, but I understand it. Like, I understand when you look at some of the games Denver has played, especially against tougher defensive teams, they have really fought it. And, you know, they're going against the best defensive team by most metrics in the Houston Texans on the road. I understand, but I am still a bit surprised by the number they did. The last time we saw them basically on national TV against the Cowboys, they did a number on them. They blew them out last week. The last time we saw the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Texans on national TV, it was that Seattle game, and it looked really rough. So good for them. Maybe Vegas and them know something that we don't know. But I'm still a bit surprised that they look at the Texans as the better or as the team that they're favoring to win.
Well, I mean, it comes down to, do you feel better about Denver's offense against our defense or our offense against their defense, right? The two offenses are the weak links on both teams. If there is a weak link on Denver, that is it, right? Is that both of the defenses are top ranked. And so who do you feel better about? I would say Denver it's a pretty easy decision for me. I feel better about what Denver's done offensively.
Top 10 on offense and defense.
Yeah. I mean, they can throw it. They can run it. They got one of the best play callers in the game. So, I would think that's a pretty easy get to, but apparently not. Like you said, Vegas don't miss much.
Yeah, someone texted in and said maybe it's the Surtain injury. Usually cornerbacks don't play that much of a role in the line, right, Tyler? It's usually quarterbacks that make a major difference to shift. Like a cornerback, even though he is the reigning defensive player of the league of the year last year and the best corner in football, most people believe. I still don't think that is something that swings the line that way. I just think Vegas really believes in the Texans this week at home against the Broncos. All right, coming up, a lot of people have asked this question all week long since the game ended, and I want to bring this up as a discussion with you, Clint, about now that Nico Collins, at least according to him, is going to be back, what does that mean for CJ based off what we watched with the receiving corps last week? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.